Chapter 23. Christian caught up with faithful. I am a companion of all them that fear thee. Psalm 119, verse 63. Christian walked on and arrived at a high place. This hill was made for the travelers, so they could look far ahead. Christian peered into the distance. He was curious if he could see the man whom he had heard singing in the valley. And sure enough, there he walked. He soon saw it was Faithful. Immediately, Christian called loudly, "Ho, ho, wait a moment. Hey, wait a moment. I want to go with you." Faithful looked back a moment, but he did not know Christian needed him and just kept walking. Therefore, Christian called him again. "Hey, wait! Wait a moment! I will be right with you." "No," Faithful called, "I am not waiting, for the Avenger of Blood is after me. I am in danger of my life." This frightened Christian, and he began to run. With great difficulty, he finally caught up. At the end, he even passed him. He would show that he could walk fast, too. "Nice," he proudly smiled. "Now I am first, and Faithful is last, so I beat my brother." But then something happened. For a moment, Christian did not pay attention. He stumbled and fell to the ground with a thud. He was not even able to get up by himself. Happily, Faithful came to him and helped him up again. Explanation. Just like Christian, Faithful felt that he would be punished for his sins. He knew that there was only one place where he could be safe. That was in the city of refuge. There, the Avenger of Blood was not allowed to kill him. The Lord Jesus is meant with the city of refuge. We must go to him with all our sins and guilt. Now Christian wanted to pass Faithful. Thus we see that even a child of God sometimes wants to be the best. Just think of the Lord Jesus' disciples. They asked, "Who of us is the greatest in the kingdom?" Of course, this could not be right. A little later, Christian lay on the ground. A child of God who wants to be the greatest falls into sin. Into what misery they can come. Just think of Peter who denied his master. How good it is then when you have a faithful friend who is willing to help you. This often is a friend who knows that he has such a proud heart too. Then he lends you a hand and says, "When next time I lie there, will you be willing to help me up too?" The greatest miracle is that the Lord is willing to pick up his children. In my dream, a little later, I saw the two men walking together in a friendly manner. They talked pleasantly with each other about everything they had experienced on their journey. "Dear brother Faithful," Christian began, "how glad I am that I found you and that God brought our hearts together. Now we can walk together on this way as good friends." "Dear friend," Faithful said, "I had thought I could have traveled with you much earlier. When I left the city, I had hoped I would soon meet you, but you were far ahead of me. Therefore, I had to travel this long way alone until now." "How long did you stay in the city after I left?" Christian asked. "As long as I dared. For immediately after you fled the city, I heard that the city would be destroyed within a short time. It would be burned down to the ground with fire and brimstone." "What?" Christian cried. "Did the neighbors say that?" "Yes, everybody talked about it." "And were you the only one who fled from the city for that reason?" Faithful nodded. "They talked much about it, but I do not think anybody really believed it, for I also heard them mocking you. They called your journey to the celestial city a journey of despair. I did believe the city would be destroyed. Therefore, I fled too. Have you heard anything about Neighbor Pliable? Christian wanted to know. I sure did. I heard he went with you to the Slough of Despond. Some say he fell in. He does not want to admit this, but I know for sure he did, for he was covered with mud from head to toe. And what did the neighbors say about it? They laughed at him. Some mocked him, and others did not want him to work for them any more. It is 7 times worse for him now than when he left the city. But why did everybody suddenly hate him? Did they not think the same way he did? They thought he was a spinning top, Faithful said. Hang him, they said. He is dishonest. He does not do what he says. Everybody thought he was ridiculous. I believe it was a punishment from God. He left God's way, and now he had troubles. Did you talk with him before you began your journey? Christian asked. I once met him on the street, but he felt so ashamed that he quietly stole past on the other side of the road. I was not even able to say anything to him. Christian said. At the beginning of my journey, I had hoped it would turn out well with that man, but I am afraid he will perish when the city will be destroyed. You know the proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that is washed to her wallowing in the mire. Faithful nodded. I am afraid of that too, but when somebody really wants it thus, you cannot stop it. Come, Faithful, Christian said, let us not talk about him any more. Let us talk about what we have experienced ourselves. I would love to hear what all happened with you on the way. I am sure you have much to tell. I certainly have. It would be a miracle if you did not experience anything. I did not fall in the Slough of Despond as you did, Faithful began his story. Without any dangers, I arrived safely at the little gate. But then I met a woman called Wanton, shameless or immoral. She wanted to do me much harm. I heard of that woman more often, Christian interrupted him. What a good thing you did not get caught in her nets. She has done so much evil already. You know the story of Joseph, do you not? He was bothered by such a woman, too. She was married to Potiphar already, and she wanted Joseph with her, too. That is adultery, of course. Providentially, he did not fall into that sin, just like you. He fled from her. That almost cost him his life. But I am sure you know this history from the Bible. Now tell me, what happened further? If you knew how nicely that woman could talk, Faithful said, then you can understand also what she wanted. She really wanted me to leave the way and go with her. She promised it would be very nice with her. It would be pleasant and good. Yes, but you would not have had a good conscience, for it would not have been good if you followed her, Christian said. For sure, Faithful nodded. I notice you understand what she wanted from me. I had to live with her as if she was my own wife. But of course, the Lord does not want that. We may truly thank the Lord that you are not caught in her net, Christian said. If the Lord would have been angry with you, you certainly would have fallen into it. Still, I do not know if I totally escaped her, Faithful said. Why not? You did not listen to her, did you? No, that is true. When I met her, I immediately had to think what the Bible speaks about her. What is that? There it states that this woman is sent by hell. She really wanted me to look at her and that I would think she was beautiful. Therefore, I immediately made an agreement with my eyes. I promised myself I would not even look at her. For you can also sin with your eyes. She noticed that and laughed at me. But I just walked on. Explanation. When a man and woman are married, they always belong together. Then they are not allowed to leave each other, for God said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." The Lord wants them to live safely and peacefully together. What is the only way of doing that? When they have promised they will never leave each other, therefore, that man and woman may only live closely together when they are married. It is a terrible sin against God when we do not want to listen to this commandment. But you have noticed that we can also sin against this commandment when we are not married yet. How much we can sin in our thoughts. We can even sin with our eyes. Just think of Noah's three sons when their father lay drunk in his tent without clothes. Ham took pleasure in it. But Shem and Japheth turned themselves around and spread a garment over him.